And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll of a devastating earthquake in southern Turkey and Syria jumped to more than 7,800 people on Tuesday as rescue workers raced against time and harsh winter conditions to dig out survivors out of the rubble of collapsed buildings. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish authorities say as many as 17,000 buildings were destroyed and many people were still trapped in them on Tuesday. Criticism is growing over the response to emergency efforts, but rescue workers are also meeting with success. In the city of Diyarbakir, rescue workers saved a 13-year-old buried in a collapsed apartment block. But with the region coming under sub-zero temperatures, hypothermia is a new danger facing the many people believed to be trapped. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Syria's 12-year-old civil war is making it more difficult to bring help into the country, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The earthquake has piled on more misery in a region that has seen tremendous suffering from the war. Now Syria has called on the United Nations and its members to help with rescue efforts, health services, shelter, and food aid. The U.S. is sending search and rescue teams to Turkey. But on the Syrian side, the quake-affected area is divided between government-controlled territory and the country's last opposition-held enclave, which is surrounded by Russian-backed government forces. I'm Donna Warder.
Beijing rejected a request for a secure call between Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin and his counterpart on the day an American warplane shot down a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon, a U.S. Department of Defense spokesman said Tuesday. Find more at voanews.com.